What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Mission Discipline Podcast, and I am your host, Jesse G, owner of Mission Discipline LLC. And right now, I'm going to ask all of you out there to just travel back in time with me. Let's travel 13 years ago to when a younger me was 14 and looked up to the famous bodybuilder that everybody knows who says, "I'll be back," is Arnold Schwarzenegger. And what shaped me and got me interested in weightlifting and this obsession with body physique was watching the documentary Pumping Iron. And Pumping Iron came out in 1977. And it depicts two major competitions. So there's two sub-stories. There's the Mr. Universe and then there's the Mr. Olympia. And it focuses on many competitors throughout the film. But the sub-story that made the biggest impact on me within this documentary was that of Arnold Schwarzenegger and his contender, Lou Ferrigno. And if you don't know who Lou Ferrigno is, you can look him up as the Hulk. He played the Hulk in the Incredible Hulk TV series. And I don't know about you guys, but when something motivates you, do you not just watch it or listen to it over and over and over again to get you pumped and ready? Because I could watch Pumping Iron every single day, and it will still get me excited to go lift weights and work out. And lifting weights excites me. When I was 14, I started getting into lifting weights. I did karate, and that sparked my interest in getting better at push-ups and discipline, and that's where discipline has come through in my life. And I also did golf, and that takes a lot of mental mind game when you play golf. I did basketball, volleyball, you name it. The only sport I was not good at was soccer. You know, you win some, you lose some, right? But it was when I was 15 when I implemented weights, and it became an obsessive daily habitual routine for me. I just became obsessed with growing my muscles and seeing how I can transform my body. So what I did was I got my older brother, he had a green Dodge pickup truck, and he helped me bring back this Olympic bench press and weights that a family friend no longer wanted. They was just sitting around, they didn't want it, and I got really lucky to be able to take this. And it was a massive, massive bench press, and it took a lot of space. And I grew up in a very small house, so the only place for these weights and this bench press was in the backyard. So it was an Olympic size barbell, which is 45 pounds. So I had the bench press, two barbells, a Z bar or a curl bar, and I had 10, 15, and 20 pound dumbbells. And then I went to Lowe's and got this metal pole that we screwed to the roof of the outside overhang in the backyard so I can do pull-ups. So all these were in the backyard, and there was a little bit of shade from the overhang roof, and it was somewhat safe from the rain, but basically it was out there in the open. So when you worked out in my little gym that I created for myself, you got hot, sticky, it was humid, and it rained all the time in the summer. So no matter what, I was always out there lifting weights in my home gym that I somehow managed to create for myself at an early age. So you can see why the home gym lifestyle is such a huge part of my life. And I don't know about you guys and gals, but I live for that fatigue feeling of sweating outside in that heat or rain and shine. As a runner, I would love it when it rained, so I could run in the rain, and as long as there's no lightning, of course. But I loved it. I loved that feeling of just running in the rain and feeling free. I love the process of seeing how I could transform my body with distance of running and weightlifting. Those were my two favorite things. And the fact that you and I both have control over what we do, how we do it, and when is something that I always kept in the back of my head. And when I would run, I had a little saying, and maybe you can say this to yourself too if you want some motivation. It certainly helped me in difficult times, was, "If not now, when?" If I can't accomplish this 4-mile, 5-mile run today, when am I going to ever be able to accomplish this? So if not now, when? If I can't lift today, when? Do it. Just start. And that was my mentality growing up. So you do have control over what you decide to do with your time and how you decide to do it, if you decide to work out, and when you decide to take action, commit, and persist towards your goals. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there other than me who have Arnold Schwarzenegger as their weightlifting role model, not only because he has an awesome mentality, he's also an actor, he's been the governor, but he has so much belief in himself, and he's a very confident person, and that's attractive. Confidence is attractive. So in the film, he was very cocky, and it was really hilarious. And it could have been what they asked from him to make the film more intriguing for the viewers. However, Arnold had to believe in himself and have that confidence to be the best, to win the Mr. Universe. He won it many times. I believe it was 6 times or 7 times, don't quote me on that. But he stopped at nothing to win. And I wanted to have that idea of believing in myself, believing in yourself, that confidence to be the best version of ourselves. Arnold was my role model at 15 because he said a lot that resonated with me and stuck with me. He had a strong mentality, as I said before, and in Pumping Iron, what makes him so funny was he would say things that would get into his competitors' heads, and he knew how to make them second guess and feel less confident about themselves before they went on the platform and did their thing. And again, that could very well be an aspect and vision that the creators of the film wanted, but it was really fun to watch. And in Pumping Iron, Arnold talked about how your body is a sculpture or a work of art, and you need to look into the mirror. And this isn't easy for everybody. It's not easy to look in the mirror and have the self-confidence. But look at what you want to chisel away and sculpt your body to be. We go back to that idea of envisioning yourself and achieving and looking a certain way to have that self-belief and motivation to take action, commit, and persist. Having a role model and someone to look up to is a great way to be encouraged and motivated to do something greater than just yourself, for yourself, and be a part of something bigger. And this pandemic is a great example of just how important your health is and should always be to you. You should always be ready. You never know what life is going to throw at you. And I understand lifting weights is not something that everybody enjoys as much as I do. But you should partake in some exercise for your overall health. So find that physical activity that you enjoy. And believe it or not, YouTube is a great platform and an extraordinary place to find motivation. I've come across so many YouTubers of everyday people doing extraordinary things, finding your niche, your hobby, that type of physical activity that you love. And back when I was working on my AA degree, I had a little more time than when I was doing my undergrad. But no matter what, I would always go for a run and then study. And then later on in the day, I would take that break and do weight training. It's all about management, managing your time. And the question you need to ask yourself is, how do you want to chisel and sculpt your body? What is it you want to accomplish? What are your personal goals? Have that confidence to look in the mirror, have self-love, and commit yourself to accomplishing your physical body goals. Have the ability to have self-belief and self-love to achieve what it is you want for yourself and your fitness goals and anything in life. And have fun with it. Find a YouTuber, an athlete, or an ambassador of your favorite brand, and then watch their content for motivation. Find someone who you look up to that meets your fitness needs and get ready to get motivated. And having a community or like-minded people will help you through this fitness journey in adding value to your life as a whole, getting the best out of life, and living it to your fullest potential. Through your fitness journey and through this time of social distancing, we certainly are very fortunate to be able to have the internet and social media to stay in contact with our family, friends, and others during this difficult time. So train to attain. Attain muscle. Attain more cardiovascular strength. Attain knowledge. Whatever it is you want to accomplish, just start and make a blueprint for yourself that shows precisely what you want and how you will achieve it. And during this time of hardship, take some time to think about your fitness, your body goals, your dreams, your passions, what you want for yourself. Think about the positive people that are influential to you. Get your workout in, go for a run, go for a walk, do some calisthenics, get your 100 push-ups in for the day if you accepted that challenge. Just get to work and have fun with the process towards your individual growth in that journey. Love the process. And when you love the process, you will create a healthy life and a habit. And a habit is important. Growing muscles, getting better at running, it all takes consistency. And consistency is key. And that's a habit. And keep your confidence and self-belief in your heart and stay happy, healthy, and safe. Remember this. You are the sculptor with a chisel in your hand. What art will you create for yourself? And that's the rest of this podcast today. Anyways, I will catch you later on the next podcast, and I will see you later.